You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. No matter if you're a startup organization or you've been around in business 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 or 30 years, you've got a business story that we'd like to hear. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you'd like to be featured on TBFS Radio, please go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com, and click on the link for Request an Interview. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com. Or you can call our studios at 763-267-7260. Get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear your story. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about buying a franchise today, Jeff. And we visited about buying a business before, but buying a franchise is different. How's it different?
A little bit different in that the purchase of a franchise is regulated by the state government. In Minnesota, we're pretty strict franchise registration requirements. You have to file your documentation. You have to file the offering with the Department of Commerce and allow the department to review the franchise filing. Other states, you just have to file it. They don't review it, but you still have to file it. So
sure,
it's a regulated form of doing business, and that's mm-hmm. what's significant about a franchise. What a franchise is, someone has built up a brand or established a brand and established goodwill in their business and are selling the opportunity to others to purchase, to buy in and be a part of that goodwill, mm-hmm. that brand, trade-off of that. You know, it's very common with, say, restaurant chains, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, you name it. Mm-hmm. Those are all, like, usually are franchised businesses. The advantage mm-hmm. for the franchise company is less overhead, in terms of cost and whatnot. They're going to sell a franchise. They're going to receive royalty payments for the mm-hmm. use of their trademarks and their designs and everything.
Sure.
They're going to provide some training to mm-hmm. the franchisee and the franchisee's employees, but they are independent businesses. So mm-hmm. it's an interesting creature, this thing called a franchise.
So what are the typical things, you know, as a business attorney and representing a client looking at purchasing a franchise, what are some of the common things that you go through with them? Because at least from what I understand, at least what the franchisee or what the franchisor expectations are, you necessarily can't change those, correct?
No, you're not. If I'm representing a franchisee, and I have represented a number of franchisees and potential franchisees, you're not going to go through their 100-page franchise agreement and say, you need to change this on page 8, or no, I don't like the fee on this, this seems too high, it's not going to happen.
Your objections won't be heard.
Right. My role is essentially that of assisting in the due diligence for the potential buyer,
mm-hmm.
making them aware of things that are in the documents, and because there are significant disclosure requirements. The Federal Trade Commission requires what's called a Uniform Franchise Offering Circular,
mm-hmm.
also known as a UFOC.
Mm-hmm.
Each state has their own addendums or own add-ons to that UFOC. And then, of course, the parent document when you're doing a franchise is the franchise agreement. Then there's other things in there like the license of the trademarks and things like that. So you get a stack of paper that's, it could be an inch or more thick. And I go through it and say, well, you're going to pay this fee. It says this. Are you comfortable with that? So I'm kind of, my role is making the potential franchise buyer aware of what they're getting into, kind of helping them kick the tires.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal, because when you mentioned, I wouldn't have imagined that it's a 100-page document, but it very well could be.
It can be, yeah. When you think of all the different pieces, because there's a trademark license agreement typically, you've got the franchise circular, you've got a franchise agreement, there could be other things, personal guarantees. Buying a franchise is not a cheap endeavor. I mean, there's smaller franchises. I mean, a big restaurant franchise is going to cost a lot of money. Could be a, then you could have a frozen yogurt place, you could have a computer printer cartridge place, whatever it is. There's a lot of businesses out there that are, you see, that look to be chains. They're actually franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So the you want to evaluate all the different options out there and decide what's right for you.
Now, one of the questions I have has to do with regulation and whatnot. And you mentioned that there are different governmental rules that impact franchises versus, you know, what are the differences really as far as regulation and what somebody should be aware of buying a franchise?
Well, like I said, the regulation-wise, you know, a business is a business is a business. If a restaurant has health code regulations, all
sure.
They're all going to be, whether it be independent or a franchise. Where the franchise regulations kick in is with this registration piece. In Minnesota and the Department of Commerce, they treat it almost as if you're selling securities, right? And so
mm-hmm.
they aren't going to have you take advantage of an unknowing buyer, and so they want to see what you're peddling as the sales opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the extra regulation comes in, is the state is actually reviewing, just as they would a securities offering,
sure.
what it is you're saying and what it is you're selling.
Mm-hmm. To make sure that it's something in the best interest of a buyer.
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, we have a whole system of securities laws now because of things that happened in the 1920s that, you know, some people may have had some bad players in the market, and that's why we have securities regulation now. Franchises fall under that as a subset of securities regulation.
So as a franchisee, somebody who's thinking about buying one, any special considerations you should be making thinking about that move?
Well, it comes down to, in my opinion, whether or not you want to start something from scratch, go it alone, or do you want to... The benefit of a franchise is, theoretically, you're buying a brand with, you know, goodwill attached.
And some market awareness.
Yeah, some intellectual mm-hmm. property, so that you can walk in and open the door up and, you know, you get the thing built out and you're good to go. You know, there's a difference. Certainly, it's easier to attract customers to a McDonald's franchise versus, say, you know, an independent like Bob's Burger Shack or something
mm-hmm.
like that. There's going to be more ramp up in terms of getting that goodwill built up in the marketplace with an independent in that case. The trade-off is, if something happens with the parent entity or another franchise, it could have some negative publicity. And you think back to a couple of years ago with the BP oil spill. All
mm-hmm.
those BP gas stations are owned by franchisees.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them started putting that up on pumps and things after that whole oil spill because people were not stopping at BP to fill up with gas thinking they were hurting the company that
yeah.
was responsible for the spill down in the Gulf. And in fact, it was just a local independent business owner that was owning that shop.
Mm-hmm.
So it cuts both ways sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I could definitely see the possibility for that. What about when things go wrong? Any rights that you have as a franchisee?
It varies by state. You have to look at the termination rights. You know, the contract may say one thing. The state statute may trump some of that. So
mm-hmm.
you have to just be aware on both sides what the rights are. Again, looking at, it's not just the contracts themselves. Here in Minnesota, we have a business opportunity statute that would govern franchises. So two different places to look in determining what the rights are.
Excellent information. So we're talking about buying a franchise here on the Business Forum Show. You can contact Jeff O'Brien at joebrien@lohman.com. You can also reach him at 612-336-9317. Again, Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee, as a business owner. I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. FreeActionPlan.com. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.